Joining me on the telephone this morning from the Kestrel, which is anchored out in Whiting Harbor, is Tammy Davis. She's the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Invasive Species Coordinator. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Robert.
Tammy, we have spoken, I think, the last couple of years, haven't we, about DVEX and the state's efforts to rid Sitka of this invasive tunicate.
I think we have several times over the last 6 or 8 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, time flies.
It's been that long.
What are you doing out there right now? And you've got some folks from the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center with you, correct?
Correct. In 2015, we did an experiment that maybe Sitkins have heard about, where we put little domes down on the seafloor, and then we introduced salt, chlorine, and lime to see if that would remove the tunicate from the treatment area. And salt and chlorine were both effective, but the chlorine was effective over more variable seafloor substrata. So in this next phase of the study, we are increasing the area that we're treating, hoping that this will be a potential option for removing the tunicate from Whiting Harbor.
I remember I went to your last presentation at the Science Center, and you guys sort of opened up a tarp. Maybe it was 10 feet square, and it was weighted around the hemline, I guess, with a chain. And it had kind of hoses coming out of it, so you could lay it over the seafloor, and you could introduce chemicals under the tarp to try and kill off the DVEX. Is this still the same system that you're using, but kind of on a larger scale now?
No, the system we're using now is we're using turbidity, very high density turbidity curtains, and so we're basically creating a column within the water column, into which we can introduce the biocide. We've got a big tube from the seafloor to the sea surface.
So you're introducing the biocide from boats on the surface?
Correct, yes. We've got a pretty nifty zip line situation that the Smithsonian came up with. So we've bagged the chlorine, and then we have dissolvable tape, and we drop sort of a zip line down to the seafloor. Chlorine is more dense than seawater, so it kind of wants to go down to the bottom. It's not going to float to the top. And so the idea is that when the carabiner runs down the zip line, it hits a stopper, the dissolvable tape lets the bag open, and then we get a nice shower of the chlorine down onto the seafloor.
And are you seeing results right away, or does it take a while for the DVEX to die?
Yeah, we're seeing good concentrations, but we haven't gone back yet to resurvey the areas that have been treated.
Oh, so that's happening later this summer, right?
Correct. That'll happen at the beginning of July.
Okay. How large an area can you treat with this new technique versus what you were using the last time I went out with you guys when you had the little tarp tents? Are you able to distribute chlorine more efficiently over the bottom, over the affected areas?
I think so. Our delivery system certainly facilitate more targeted and hopefully better distribution along the seafloor.
Hey, Tammy, have you all noticed any increase in the amount of the spread of DVEX since you were here last? Or has this experimentation that you guys have been working on with the Smithsonian, has it slowed the progress of this invasive?
When we did our 2015 experiment, we treated what we call an outlier population. So most of the distribution is along the southwest side of Whiting Harbor. We had treated that, not the whole area. We had several blocks of treatment sites along that outlier. And when we came back in 2016, we couldn't find DVEX over there. So I'm not going to say that we got rid of all of it, because we certainly didn't treat the whole area. But when we went back, we couldn't find it.
So you can't say scientifically that you eradicated DVEX in your experimental area, but so far, anecdotally, it looks promising, I guess.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we thought we should scale up, because We found in 2015 that we could remove DVEX in the treatment areas. And we're hoping we see the same thing. Yesterday, we had a successful day, or sorry, 2 days ago, of treating, and it looks like we had the two sites we treated look to have been pretty well affected.
If all goes well this summer, do you have a timeline for the full-scale frontal assault on DVEX in Sitka? Is there a game plan for finishing off this critter once and for all?
Well, we're sort of taking it step by step. We're working, this project is funded by the North Pacific Research Board, and we certainly don't have funding for the full assault. But provided we see success, the plan is that we would try to seek funding for a larger effort.
And it would mirror more or less what you're doing now, just on a large scale.
I wouldn't say that the treatment area would change any. It would just mean the replication would be increased.
Tammy, what's going to happen tomorrow night at the Sitka Sound Science Center? You and the folks from the Smithsonian are going to be presenting on this project?
Yeah, it's a public meeting. We just want to be able to give Sitkins an opportunity to ask questions and to learn more about what the project we're working on now is, and if they have questions about what we've done in the past, if they're just curious about what Didenum vixellum, or I know some people call it sea vomit, is, we can talk about that.
And how to keep it from spreading in Sitka.
Spreading, yeah, definitely. One thing would be there will be numerous buoys back in Whiting Harbor, and we are asking people to avoid the area beyond the buoys.
Well, I'll be there.
Great.
I think this is an interesting project, and it's just kind of fun to follow this over the past few years. Fun for me. It's hard, rainy work for you guys, I realize, but it's such an interesting project to try and contain this organism. It seems like it's just a fascinating kind of experimental spot. You know, it's in a pretty high traffic area, but yet you're kind of isolated there in a corner. And it'll be interesting. I know that often invasives, you can't do much about them, but I've always felt that you were pretty optimistic about being able to contain this, or you probably wouldn't be putting this amount of energy into it.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. Ian, the Smithsonian PI, and myself are both pretty optimistic. And ultimately, our goal is to be back. You know, Alaska, this is the only location where DVEX is located, and it's the furthest north on the Pacific coast. So if we can halt its spread, that'd be great. We certainly don't want the situation that's happening over on the Atlantic, where they've got greater than an 88-square-mile area that's covering the seafloor.
And that was on the Grand Banks, you said?
George's Bank.
Oh, the George's Bank. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Once extremely productive fishing grounds.
Ground fisheries. Yeah, exactly.
Now basically covered with this organism that forms a mat and is described as sea vomit. That's that alone sounds like it's worth the challenge right there. Tammy, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, and we'll see you Wednesday night at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
We'll see you Wednesday night.
All right.
Thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Tammy Davis is the invasive species coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She's here in Sitka aboard the Kestrel with a team from the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center. They'll be giving a presentation on the invasive species DVEX, which they are trying to contain and destroy here in Sitka before it spreads any farther in Alaska. They'll be at the Sitka Sound Science Center Wednesday evening, 6 to 8 p.m.